Morning, Dr. Schneider, treating a 12-lead EKG on patient Jonathan O'Reilly. On 11/19/25, Mr. O'Reilly performed a 12-lead EKG period. Patient is in a normal sinus rhythm period. QRS complexes are normal. T waves normal. Period of paragraph impression normal. EKG. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry by Valerie Thompson. This goes to Dr. Partis. On 11/19/25, Mrs. Thompson performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there's a minimal degree of airways obstruction period. After bronchodilators, flow rates normalized period compared to a prior study dated 8/6/25. There's been some improvement period in paragraph compression, minimal reversible airways obstruction consistent with asthma, showing some improvement. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry and Mary Fowler, F-A-L-L-E-R. This goes to Van Tanner, comma, PA. On 11/19/25, Mrs. Fowler performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and there's a minimal degree of airways obstruction. Period. After bronchodilators, there was normalization of forced vital capacity as well as flow rates. Period. This may have been due to an improved effort or bronchodilator response. Period. Compared to a prior study dated 8/18/25. There's been no significant change. Period. A paragraph impression, minimal reversible airways obstruction or improved effort after bronchodilators, showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry and Willie Fulford, F-U-L-F-O-R-D. This goes to the VA on 11/19/25. Mr. Fulford performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. There's a minimal degree of airways obstruction period. After bronchodilators, there was normalization of airflow and forced vital capacity period. Compared to a prior study dated 8/11/25, there's been improvement period in a paragraph impression, minimal reversible airways obstruction consistent with asthma showing improvement period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry and on Lynette Watson. This goes to Dr. Snyder. On 11/19/25, Mrs. Watson performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction period. After bronchodilators, there was minimal improvement. Period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study dated 1/28/25, there's been no significant change. Period. New paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Period. Thank you.